finally figured it out. We had technical difficulties getting Mr. Jones in. We're not even going to run no sponsor or nothing. We're just going to bring him in. Here we go, Mr. Jones. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jones, for joining the Paul Pickett podcast. How are you doing today? We can't hear you. I can't hear you. Unmute your mic. Your mic's muted. We don't hear your mic. There we go. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Hey, yo, the last podcast, I was sideways, but today, I'm upright.
This one, you got your face in the background behind you. You see it?
Nah, I don't see it.
You can't see the whole. You can't see the whole screen.
I see the Paul Pickett, but
okay, you know, okay. You know. Right now it's a split screen. It says Paul Pickett podcast featuring Mr. Jones at the top, and you see your name. I mean, your face popping out at the top right hand corner.
Hey, 20th anniversary.
No turning back.
Let's go.
20th anniversary. I didn't realize it until I looked on my CD Baby today. I was like, you know, when did I drop No Turning Back? Because I remember you said that Bomb Shelter was on their 20th anniversary, right? And that's why they released the music, I think.
Bomb Shelter.
Like 20th anniversary. Right, yeah. So it made me think, like, damn. No Turning Back, that's a long time ago. Like, dinosaurs were walking the earth, you know? So I looked it up. I was like, January 1st, 2003, No Turning Back drops with Pussy Don't Control, Life, Feel Your Pain, and all those other tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you had beats from Earth. It was a lot of stuff Earth, going on.
Magician. AKA Sudan and Danny. What was Danny's last name? Was it Jones?
Man, fuck his last name. That's Sudan. You know. He's one of a kind. You know, Sudan's one of a kind. Sudan was in Spring Lake and he moved to Raleigh. You know, he's one of the first.
You froze up a little bit, but we good.
All right, word.
So, you want me to go ahead and just get into it, one of the songs? I'm going to play one of the songs for you, and let's see if this brings back any memories.
Yo, piece of Bomb Shelter.
A whole million thoughts in his brain. Plus a heart filled with lots of pain. Locks and chains. My pops did lots of cane. On the rocks of pill pop just to maintain. We got top to Glock for choosing all names. Arrest and convict, long as the color's the same. We in the same game, our life with the same aim. You wanna shackle down the wood and put a lock in your brain. Make you feel like you can't come up in game. Advantage for a little taste of heaven's fame.
Same.
A righteous life is the holy temple twain. Through my heart, through my
mental pain.
No instrumentals, I go
against the grain.
Let you know Paul is all pain.
Overcome and maintain. And keep yourself in the right mind frame. I know it's all living dirt poor. Each day it hurts more. What do you think we're putting this earth for?
You gotta find yourself and you learn more. You gotta push forward, push toward the financial that's secure. Heart and mind pure. Struggle like a sea. Searching for the cure to help you meet him and her.
Get it?
Most people have a lot. Still grateful for what they got. Some people live on the streets and shelter the block. Out the rain.
We got Mr. Jones.
My brothers are still locked in chains. Show no pride, still no shame. Come on, dog, I feel your pain.
What a good time, man.
Still grateful for what they got.
What a good time.
The streets and shelter the block. Out the rain. Have to steal just to maintain. My brothers are still locked in chains. Show no pride.
That earth beat, yo.
Come on, dog, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. Most people have a lot.
Hey, yo.
Still grateful for what they got. Some
peace is that blessing.
Peace is that blessing.
Out the rain. Have to steal just to maintain.
Peace is that blessing. Did everything.
No, no, no.
Your shirt, your kicks, your drawers, pants, and life. Type of cats that go beyond liquor stores for a crime. Leading in a cult, cashing in off controlling minds. Keeping secrets deeper, it gets deeper. Organizations, keeping nations in a sleeper. Selecting servants, gonna judge if you a keeper. God bless the day, souls become reapers. Non-believers open up to the truth. Take a face-to-face look at the spiritual proof.
Metal birds going down, hit with nuclear pellets. Warfare everywhere, take it with you to
the same. I stay Solomon Green with big strings on the scene.
Twist up, my listeners don't get it mixed up.
My rhyme goes within me, getting my dick stuck. Conscious content coming from John's Convent. Bombing and dominant for some of the most prominent.
Most people have a lot, still grateful for what they got. Some people live on the streets with no shelter to block. Out the rain, have to steal just to maintain. My brothers are still locked in chains. Show no pride, but still no shame. Come on, dog, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. Most people have a lot, still grateful for what they got. Some people live on the streets with no shelter to block. Out the rain, have to steal just to maintain. My brothers are still locked in chains. Show no pride, but still no shame. Come on, dog, I feel your pain.
I feel your pain. Damn, man. You know,
that sounds even better now than to hear it now.
It sounds so much better now than even back then. I don't know why.
Why'd you do that song? Like, why'd you name it the way? Why'd you do that, man?
You know, I really couldn't tell you back then why I decided to do. You know, back then I was so much more lyrical. I was more intellectual with it. I was way more conscious than I am now. Like now I don't feel sorry for people as much anymore. Cause I think I was young and naive. But, a lot of this pain people bring on themselves.
But Paul, First of all, you had the beat first.
The beat's phenomenal. The beat sounds so phenomenal hearing it again right now.
And you was like, yo, I want you on this. But you had a concept for it. You had something going on.
Well,
like, why'd you make that song, Well,
I think I know why. My father. Around that time, my father was still something that lingered on my life. You know, him committing suicide and just the pain of him committing suicide. I felt like I could feel other people's pain and relate to their pain, you know, because I felt pain, you know. So, yeah, I was like, I feel your pain, man.
First of all, thanks for sharing that pain, you know, but. Man, you said, you know, feel no pain. This is the song.
I think it came from what I didn't have. Like I said something, most people have a lot, still grateful for what they got. I think it really came from what I didn't have. You know, that these people, they had more than me, and they were ungrateful. You know, so the people that had just as much as me or less, those are the people I felt your pain. I wasn't feeling the pain of people like that had, you know, like this beautiful family life and everything's just peaches and cream, you know. And I never had my father. My mom had to work, you know, constantly when we were young. I was always at the babysitters. And it was just, I guess it was just what I didn't have. That's why I was like, most people have a lot and still grateful for what they got because I always had that. My father was weighing on me. My father was always weighing on me. Yeah. And your verse was amazing. Your verse was amazing. I mean, the things you were, metal birds coming down, hit with nuclear pellets, warfare everywhere, take a whiff, you can smell it.
But, you know, here's the thing. Rest in peace, Goldsmith, man. Peace to Goldsmith.
Rest in peace.
You know, but you know, you you came from a spot. You came from the trailer park. You came from
shout out to Leisure Living.
Musical Leisure Living. But
at
Lyrical Lane, you know, you came from the spot, man. It was real incredible.
And Gallup Acres. You know? I stayed in Gallup Acres when I first met Irv. And that's something that should be significant to this conversation, is when I first met Irv in Gallup Acres playing basketball in my backyard, you know?
You know, when it came to Irv and Goldsmith, y'all cats were younger than us, man.
I met Goldsmith through Irv.
But y'all was in high school together.
Yep.
And I would be looking at y'all like, hey, yo. Y'all trying to go to the club, and it'd be like, y'all cats be like, we got to go to school. But y'all had the dopest rhymes, though. You know,
it's funny you say that, because as young as we were, I remember we did the talent show, and I tried to put together it was supposed to be me, Irv, Goldsmith, and Kevin Nice, and this dude named Dante. And those five alone, we were in high school, but I felt like we could have went against the big boys. We could have went against the grown men, the adults that graduated already, no matter how young we was, because Goldsmith was super nice. Kev Nice was super nice. My man that cuts heads on Cliffdale. Irv was always like a Diamond D. You know, he could rap and he could make beats. Something that everybody really couldn't do.
But
we could just all rap.
But Joe, Paul, I gotta ask you. When you were in the trailer park, you know?
Yep.
What made you want to rhyme, you know? Because you didn't rhyme like no average, you know? Kids are like, yeah.
So you want to know the story of how you want to know the story of how I started rapping? I was bullied into rapping.
What?
I was bullied into rapping. Like, this is how it went down. It was me, friend of mine, Johnny Dozier, I still talk to this day. The guy who originally got me started rapping, his name was James Harnish. And there was this other cat named Jacob Shippers that was hanging with us. And we were all partners in crime. And one day, they kind of told us, like, yo, if y'all don't battle, we're gonna jump y'all. We're gonna beat y'all up.
I've been through that.
And
you know, they was like, yo, y'all got battle. Well, you know, I get it.
I never wrote a rhyme. I never freestyled a rhyme or anything of that nature. I never rapped ever, you know, but the cat I was hanging with, I thought he was cool and he rapped. You know, white dude that rapped, and he was into all the hip hop. You know, he knew it all. And basically, I battled the cat, Jacob Shippers. He spit his first rap. Freestyle. I spit my first rap freestyle, and they said I won. They said my rhyme was the best.
Hey, yo, Paul.
And you know what's funny? I haven't lost a battle to this day.
Yo, Paul, how did it feel to know that you won?
At the time,
I can tell you how it felt. When somebody told me I won, they were like, yo, Jones, you did it. I'm like, word? It felt great. How did it feel when you was the winner?
I think it had to feel like something because I kept doing it and the other guy didn't. It had to feel like some kind of like achievement because Jacob Shippers never rapped ever again. And after that, I was trying to write my own rhymes. And this is the thing, the cat that got me into rapping was the biggest recycle king on the planet. He would take everybody else's rhymes.
Hey, yo, Paul, let me let you know, the person that got you into rhyming, that's the most important person, you know?
No, he is. Me, even though we don't talk to this day.
For me.
I would never take away the fact that I met James Harnish. I wouldn't be rapping today. But it's we're not guys no more because he, you know, he's a shady, grimy individual. And, you know, we're just two different paths, two different people, you know. But back to the story, you know, he was a recycled king. He would just take other people's rhymes. But I was always from day one trying to write my own rhymes, you know, trying to create my own identity.
I mean, just to keep it real for people, we was in the trailer park doing rhymes, and you would come through. You'd be like, "Yo, my name Paul," and Cass would be like, "Yo, who's this dude?" I'm like, "Yo, it's Paul from around the corner," and then you start doing your thing, man. Like it's real great, like. You know what? Check this out, Paul. I'm going to say this. My brothers told me I was nice. But when I met you, you told me I was nice. So there's no Mrs. Jones without you, man. Like,
well, as a younger cat, I looked up to you. You know, you were older. You know what I'm saying? You had a car and shit. And, you know, you come around Urs and shit, and I was like, "Oh, this cat, you know, doing his thing." You know, so I looked up to you. Was an older cat, you know. I mean, I never had. That's the thing. I never been this egotistical cat. I never been this cat with this super ego. Like it has to be about me, 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 me. Even when I had a group, it was never about me, 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 me. You know, I tried to uplift the group and make it more about them, but you can only make it about them so much as they want it. They gotta want it for themselves, you know. I can't want it for you, you know, when I'm in a group. Yeah. You gotta want it as much as I want it, or you know, it's not gonna work, you know.
How'd you do it, man? Like, you could have been just a soloist, which, you know.
I started out in a group, and our first group was called First Class. That was our first group, First Class. And to me, it was one of the dopest names ever to this day, First Class.
I still remember when you did the show at the, what's the name of the club?
What was the name of that club over there off of Skybo? I know what you're talking about, but I had no choice to do it by myself because I never truly felt.
Man, you had this look in your eye. I was proud of you as an MC. I was like, oh shit, he's going for his. He's going for Dolo right now. And man, it was a dope night. That was a dope night, man.
You know what makes hip-hop significant for my life is that it was the only confidence booster for me. I wasn't ever the ladies' man.
Why?
I wasn't ever the ladies' man. Yeah. And music was that confidence booster. Me on stage by myself, you know, fuck these rappers. They think I'm scared of them.
Man, Paul.
You know, I'm going to say what I feel, you know.
Your eyes were like this. You was like, I was like, oh, shit. This dude is getting busy.
Well, I was nervous. Well, you know, like every show I was like nervous. It was like, not like I was going to throw up like Eminem and 8 Mile, but I always was nervous before every show. Like every show, it was just like, just up to the point where I was just like, just waiting to, you know, get on stage and just get it over with, you know, sometimes. Cause it was tough. It was tough. It wasn't easy. Like you said, I'm by myself.
Yo, Paul, let me get the real shit. It was music and lyrical lane.
Musical court, lyric lane.
Yeah. And what's the name of the trailer park?
Leisure Living.
So Leisure Living.
The double L.
It was musical and lyrical lane. Yeah. You know, I had the cop hold me up. They thought I was breaking into my own car. I just left my keys in the car, you know, but that shit happened.
Do you believe in coincidence? Do you believe in coincidence?
I do.
Was there, I mean, cause I always did with the musical court and lyric lane, I always like, this is just, it's got to be coincidence. Like, that I stay on Musical Court in Lyric Lane. And people always used to make a big deal about that. You know, everybody in the neighborhood that knew I rap, like, yo, you stay on Musical Court in Lyric Lane. Like, and that's the thing. Like, nobody in Fayetteville could say they stayed on Musical Court and Lyric Lane. Because I feel your pain.
Yo, man, play that joint.
I got another one for you. I got another one for you. You want another one? Here we go.
All
right. I got something for you.
When it comes to the sisters, the mister can be rather picky. I hate to be bothered because my lifestyle's busy. And if you're good enough to get with me, just chill. Start fucking around with my time, I get ill. I got things to do in the ville. Understand, you gotta take the MC if you want the man. The older I get, the more people demand. I come through and lift the microphone up off of the stand. Hey, I ain't forgot about the other day when I came round your way. I hit the skins in a major way. I let you know before I came that I couldn't stay. You said, Jones, come knock it down anyway.
Word.
Word. And that's what I did. You was already naked when I came to your crib. And after we did what you and I did, and I had the skin. Here you go, acting like a kid. You acting like you don't know what it is. You acting like I'm the average and ain't about my biz. Acting like we got kids and you ain't my wife. Yo, check it out. Pussy don't control my life. That's right. Pussy don't control my life. Pussy don't control my life. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Pussy don't control my life. Pussy don't control my life. No.
Pussy don't control my life.
Pussy don't control my life. Yeah. No kids, no money, no wife. Pussy don't right quick.
Why do all these women wanna waste my time when you know I'm in a rat race against time? Nah, mine, not this time. You wanna be mine? Want me to hit it from behind? My sign, keep moving with no rewind. They say love is blind, but I see fine. Cause I'm married to my music, engaged to my rhyme. Each page, each line, each word, each letter. You kick me to the curb, my it only gets better. No hard feelings, no vendetta, etc., etc. Yours truly, Parmesan. If I fall, get up and move on. When I was young, my heart was soft like futon. It's time to prove strong, learn how to deal with things and just move on. Even with a lifetime of scars in my chest, I feel blessed, expect the worst and hope for the best. Life is like a stake to the heart that'll break you apart. Right through your chest, through your heart, I manifest this art. I'm merely shrunk, death do its part. I'm sorry, mom, but I'm married to my music, death do its part.
Slightly old-fashioned, crafting my passion. True man of soul with mad dick control. Honeys act like I ain't supposed to have goals. Giving up the mic for a pretty set of toes. Shit, better think again. Nowadays to get me, you need to have cash falling out the skin. Damn, Jones, is it all about the Benjamins? I ain't singing that, but neither one of us is rich cause your ass is fat. Yeah, the cat's sight still can't hold me over longer than a night. Pussy don't control my life, so true. I gotta say it twice. Say it twice. Pussy don't control my life. That's right. That's right. The reason why I got multiple flows. Cause I don't give a damn about multiple hoes. The reason why Jones got multiple flows. Cause I don't give a damn about multiple hoes. That's right. Pussy don't control my life. Pussy don't control my life. That's right. Jones ain't bring no wife. Pussy don't control my life. Pussy don't control my life. That's right.
Yep, that was it. Parmesan, Mr. Jones, Pussy Don't Control My Life, and Mr. Jones, video stream dropped as soon as the song started playing. It's a shame. So we're going to go ahead and end this one, and we'll try to get into a part two with this and try to get Mr. Jones back on. Thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast.